today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Has anyone ever asked you to do something for them? Have you ever asked someone to do something for you? Do you do what you say you would do? Did the person do what they said they would do? When a person gives you their word, or when you give someone your word, perform what is expected. Someone is counting on you today to follow through on what you said. Don't let people down when you share with them that you will take care of the problem, the situation, or the circumstance. Your word carries a lot of weight. People are counting on you at work, in your home, in your community, on your block, in your school, in your auxiliary you belong to. God is expecting you and I to keep our word. We represent Him 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Here is what God says about His word in Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. In Matthew 21:28-32, a man had two sons whom he had asked to go to work in his vineyard. One of the sons said he would not go, but later he regretted it, changed his mind, and he went to work in the vineyard. The second son told his father he would go to work in the vineyard, but did not go. The question you and I must answer is, which one of the sons did the father's will? You and I each day must consider the same question. Are we doing the father's will? Are we keeping our word? The first son did the father's will. At first he said he would not go, but later regretted it and he went. The second son did not do his father's will, even though he said he would. Many have said they have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. He has asked many to go to work in the vineyard of the world, spreading the word. Many have said they would go, but still have not shown up to do the work. Saying and doing represents two different type of people. Let's be like the first son. Let's have a change of heart. God is expecting us to show up for work today. This parable shines a light on those who say they will but don't. This parable shines a light on those who say they won't but have a change of heart, regret it, and go to work. Which one are you? Will you have a change of heart and choose Christ today? Will you have a change of heart and do the will of the Father today? What is it that you told God you would do but still have not done it? Let's get it done today. He's waiting on you and I. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.